Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial with 5 weeks, well, 5 Tuesdays. We usually do this show on Tuesday. It's Thursday today. I thought we had time to do one show, just me, solo act, talking about the amazing experience that was the summer internship series. Just had a tremendous time talking to all of these talented, articulate young people. Just a great, great experience. I was over at the Target here in New Braunfels the other day, and I mean, it was just a steady stream of moms and dads and kids going in. It is clearly back to school season. It's starting to feel almost like those 2 weeks before Christmas where everyone just seems just mildly distracted, if you will. There's just so much stuff going on. Schedules are changing. People are back from vacation. So it was a great time this summer to talk to all of these young people. I'm so glad many of them are going to continue working here at GTE Financial. But I want to start by thanking them all. Jaspreet, Devin, Nicole, Ishita, Catherine, Daria, Winnie, and Hannah, you all brought such tremendous energy and grace to the show. There's absolutely no way to say one interview was better than the other. They were all just absolutely enlightening, just great. I will say that the one person who kind of really got me on the roll of doing this was Ishita. She contacted me and said, "Hey, I'd love to be on the podcast." I was like, "Wow, I guess they might have time to do something like this." And it turned out to be a tremendous opportunity because the goal of an internship program is supposed to be a symbiotic relationship where both parties benefit. And I think absolutely that was the case here. I know our interns got to witness the difference a culture can make in the workplace. There is something unique about the GTE Financial culture. And if these folks stay with us for a certain period of time or perhaps go off and start their own businesses someday, I'm convinced they'll take some of that GTE DNA into whatever pursuit they're in. And I think for some of them, it'll probably be one of the coolest places they've ever worked. And you can tell one of the things I love about doing the podcast is in radio, you cannot fake charm. When you're doing a video, if you have somebody that isn't naturally charming, you can kind of direct them or give them the lines and retake and redo and re-edit. But these interviews, none of them were edited. None of them had to be redone. What you heard were, again, articulate young people with a tremendous passion for doing things the right way. And like I said, I'm so glad many of them will continue to be a part of the GTE family. And of course, some of the other benefits of a great internship program. Naturally, our organization gets to benefit from this infusion of youth in a different perspective. Some of these young people already had, I think it was Winnie, that had already has her law degree. So somebody had their own law degree already. They were MBAs or people that had already graduated. I think it was Catherine, that already had her Juris Doctorate. So just tremendous, tremendous talent. Daria was big time into politics. I just think that's great. No matter whether we agree or not on political things, being involved in that as a young person is such a cool thing. But everybody was just great. Learned some things from Hannah. It's just kind of not ironic, coincidental that a few weeks before that interview, I had watched an equestrian event on TV and could not figure out how they knew which things to jump in the arena. And of course, Hannah explained all that to me. I think it was in the pre-show, not on the on the broadcast. But right there, like I said, we learn things from these different perspectives, these different youthful perspectives. Devin, man, Devin was just so great. We had Devin on the national. We had Devin and Ishida on the national show. And Devin knows exactly what is guiding his life. He knows exactly where his strength and energy comes from. And it is a very, very wonderful thing to behold. And so, as you heard me mention many times during the summer internship series, you know, this wasn't about, hey, Devin, go get me a cup of coffee. Hey, Ishida, go make some, you know, go make some copies of this, or, you know, run to Publix and get us all donuts and stuff, all that silly stuff you see in commercials, whatever, on TV. These people were doing really legitimate things. And you could tell, you know, you could tell they were working on stuff that's going to have a tremendous and positive impact on the organization going forward. And so it really was just a great, great experience, a great experience for me. I will say, their taste in music is not mine. They almost all of them mentioned songs that I had never heard of. A couple of them, one was listening to a classic 70s station, so I recognized that one. And then, of course, last week with Jess Preet, the second song that he mentioned, I Just Called to Say I Love You, Stevie Wonder. Obviously, that was when I was in high school, so of course I remember that one very, very well. But again, that's part of the generational tapestry that we do business in internally at the credit union, and that we're responsible for intentionally engaging externally in the marketplace. And I think GTE just does a great job. Now, think about it. These interns, whether they had stayed with us or not, they're going to go out there and tell other people, hey, by the way, GTE has paid internships. That can be a very rare thing. That can be a great thing when you were in college. I did an internship in college, but it was not paid. And, you know, this is just a great, great program. And so they're going to go out there and tell people, hey, you got to check out GTE Financial. Next time they have, you know, next time they're hiring interns, you need to go look into that. And then more and more people find out about our brand. Ishida shared the link to her show on her Facebook page. And if you could see the graphic that we see that shows us the listens, I mean, it's just, there's this gigantic green spike. I guess all of Ishida's family listened to it and friends and stuff, but that is the exponential power of the social energy that young people bring to a brand, both internally and externally. And I have no doubt we now have these interns out there talking to their friends on campus and in the workplace, wherever they go, that they had a tremendous experience here at GTE Financial. And again, that reinforces the brand value that is GTE Financial, that it is a fun place to work. However, a place where we get things done thoughtfully and creatively for the people that own the credit union, the member owners that depend upon us each and every day. Before this, I think my favorite series of shows was a couple years back when we were leading up to the year of mortgage payments, where we interviewed all the employee finalists to see who was going to win that year of mortgage payments. Those were such great shows. This summer internship series was like that for me. I just never felt like work. I looked forward to every single one. And so I want to thank all of y'all for participating. And for those of you that are here in the GTE family still, I'm so glad you're here. For those of you that are moving on to other challenges and other opportunities in your chosen profession, you have some great, great real world experience in a billion-dollar brand that has a tremendous community financial footprint right there in Tampa and the surrounding areas. And it is an experience I know that you will never ever forget. And of course, for those of you that did stay with GTE, now you get to hear me say what I say to everybody each and every week. Let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy, and let's be in business forever. My name is Jason Dias, and until next week, I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.